Our next speaker is Rajan Gamir. He's going to speak about the soil organic matter dynamics in the Pendleton long-term experiment.
Thank you.
I'm just making sure the mic.
Okay. So, I think that's good. So I will be talking about soil organic matter dynamics in Pendleton long-term experiments. And Oregon State University Columbia Basin Egg Research Center has several long-term plots established, some established in 1930s, some established in 1940s, 1960s. And these long-term experiments are a valuable resource for Eastern Oregon producers and the entire Pacific Northwest to help understand or to improve our understanding of impact of agricultural management practices on soil quality and crop production. In these several long-term experiments, for example,
among these long-term experiments, we evaluated the effect of tillage and nutrient management practices on soil organic carbon dynamics under different tillage systems and nitrogen application rate. And I did another study to evaluate effect of soil warming on soil carbon and nitrogen mineralization under different tillage and crop rotations. So I will be talking basically about these two experiments today. So first experiment, we collected soil samples during summer 2014 from selected treatments of tillage fertility long-term experiment established in 1940. And this experiment have three tillage systems and five nitrogen rates. And among these several treatments, I picked three tillage systems, but only 0 and 90 kg nitrogen application rate, two nitrogen application rates. And I analyzed potentially mineralizable carbon by aerobic incubation method, microbial biomass carbon by fumigation incubation, and microbial metabolic quotient was derived as a ratio of carbon mineralization to microbial biomass. And for second experiment, which was done during summer 2015, soil samples were collected from tillage fertility long-term experiment and wheat pea long-term experiment. And soil samples, we also have undisturbed grassland, which was established in 1931, which has not been disturbed since 1931. That was the reference system. And soil carbon and nitrogen mineralization was observed by incubating soils in 20 degrees C and 30 degrees C, which represents 20 degrees C is kind of growing season average temperature, and 30 degrees C is kind of July soil surface temperature. So I picked two temperatures and then incubated samples on these two. So let's go into the result of the first experiment. Potentially mineralizable carbon on tillage, different tillage systems and two nitrogen rate experiment. In soil samples were collected from 0 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 30, and also deeper depth, but I will be focusing on this top 30 centimeter. Specifically, among these three tillage systems, you could see we define a disc and sweep system as a minimum till systems, and then these two systems had higher amount of potentially mineralizable carbon as compared to plow tillage systems or moldboard plow system in top 10 centimeter. And we did not see a response of nitrogen in plow tillage and disc tillage, but there was a difference in mineralizable carbon in sweep system. But when we go on deeper soil depth, response was quite different. For example, conventional tillage in general have higher mineralizable carbon than other two systems, and nitrogen rate was not only observed in this plow tillage systems. And in 20 to 30, kind of similar response, but we could see a little more response of nitrogen application on this case. When we look at microbial biomass, there was not much response of nitrogen in microbial biomass, in all soil depths, but there was difference because of the tillage systems. And mostly the disc system had the highest amount of microbial biomass. Here, if we categorize this disc and sweep system, like sweep system leaves more residue on the surface, but disc mixes residue in top 10 centimeter. So that might be the reason we are seeing some differences in microbial response, but of course nitrogen did not work. And then when we normalize this carbon mineralization with microbial biomass as an index of microbial activity, then we could see both the effect of both tillage system and nitrogen application. In specifically minimum till systems were better in top 10 centimeter, and then mixed response in lower soil depth. So this is the kind of response we observed in first study. And then in summer 2015, I picked some of other treatments and look at the effect of warming, if the potential warming situation, and then I look at the soil organic carbon mineralization. And then this experiment, we incubated soil samples for 7 weeks. So during this long-term incubation, what we observed in 20 degrees C incubation, the highest amount of mineralization was observed, mineralizable carbon was observed in grass pasture, followed by wheat pea no-till system, and then wheat pea conventional tillage system, and least amount of carbon was mineralized from wheat pea conventional tillage. And then this represents the amount of carbon, total carbon stored on these different treatments or different cropping practices or different land use systems. But when we, the incubation temperature was higher when the potential or simulated warming situation. In that case, the highest amount of mineralizable carbon was observed in wheat pea no-till rotation. And in ambient 20 degrees C, wheat pea had the highest amount of mineralizable carbon, and then under warming condition, grass pasture had the highest. So there was a shift in mineralization trend, and other systems were not follow. There was an increase in mineralization, but there was the trend was almost same. And here I'm trying to summarize this result, like 70-day total incubation result, and you could see big jump in potentially mineralizable carbon under this grass pasture, and then list change in this wheat pea no-tillage system. So there was increase in carbon mineralization, but the relative increase with the same temperature rise was minimal in wheat pea system and grass pasture. And then I also looked potential nitrogen mineralization over this 70 days period, and I was expecting, my hypothesis was nitrogen mineralization will also increase. But there was not much increase in nitrogen mineralization, or there was no significant difference. And with this difference in response of carbon and nitrogen, I interpreted that this nitrogen, part of the nitrogen, might have been immobilized in the system. And or in the other sense, if the nitrogen is added, or if there is more nitrogen available in the system, maybe this grass pasture would even increase carbon loss, or in warming, in potential warming condition, this might change the system. So, if we look at the typical soil organic matter, different pools of soil organic matter in this system, in general, What I would see in the warming condition is this active fraction of soil organic matter, which is sensitive to management, that pools increase more rapidly, and then this sensitive pool, there's a chances with some good management practices, conservation practices, there is still potential to conserve the soil organic matter. But if the management more disturbance and more disturbance conditions, this warming may increase soil organic carbon loss. So that is the kind of situation we observe. So to summarize all this results, greater mineralizable carbon under disc and sweep than under flow tillage system indicate potential to increase soil organic carbon accrual by using minimum tillage approach. Higher soil microbial metabolic quotient under nitrogen applied treatment suggests there is also some potential to increase carbon accumulation with nitrogen management, but the response is not as clear as expected in this dry land system. An increase in carbon mineralization under elevated temperature suggests high potential of carbon loss in warming, and potential carbon mineralization may be limited by nitrogen by potential nitrogen mineralization in the system. But we need more work on this direction. If this is just like one summer data, and we need more work on this. But no-tillage and legume integration in cropping system could minimize impact of climate change in soil carbon loss or soil carbon dynamics in the system. With that, I would like to thank you, and then I would like to thank all involved in this research.
We have a couple minutes for questions. I had a question. When you were showing some of the data at 20 to 30 centimeters, it looked like you were seeing a response in the 0 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare treatment.
That is kind of, I was not expecting I would see some response, but I would say that we collected soil samples after wheat harvest. That is very dry period, so, and then there was a little moisture in deeper soil depth, so that might be related with the soil water content in the system. Top 10 centimeter was really dry. We did not see much response, and then lower soil depth, there was a little bit moisture, and then that might have picked some responses, and of course, in these three systems, there was also difference in tillage depth, so that, because conventional mobile plot tillage, 23 centimeter, and then disc was 10 centimeter, sweep was kind of 15 centimeter, so that may have caused this differences in different depths. Any other questions?